Okay, so here's what's going on. I knew I would figure it out eventually, Lord willing. Here's what's happening. The actors, okay, so the system watched everybody, right? The system watched the social media and how the average person would use social media, right? And so then now the actors, the people who are fake, who sold out to the devil, now the actors are trying to pretend to be real or be like us on social media when they're not like us. And the narrative is just political correct stuff. And so the truthers are being kicked off the channels. They're using actors to create a false prophet narrative. Everything's okay. Everything's okay. There's the government's on your side, and you need to social distance, and you need to put a mask on, and you need to take the 666, and you need to do this. So the actors who sold out to the devil have taken over. They watched that. What they did is they watched the average person and the person who's genuine and who's seeking truth, and they're taking them over. In other words, they're replacing you with actors. If you're real, if you're genuine, they're replacing you with actors on social media, and they're censoring the people who are telling the truth. Because the truth is so powerful, they have to do this. They have to pretend to be truthers or pretend to be on your side. The social media, they're gaslighting everybody. These are paid actors to do this. Do you understand what I'm saying? Instead of them doing movies, and the same Netflix actors are getting on social media and trying to promote a narrative that the devil's okay, and the New World Order's okay, and the ecumenical movement's okay, and everything's fine, and that they have your back, and they're just like you. Do you understand what I'm saying? They're not like you. And they're putting on an act. They're taking over the place of the common person. They're wanting the attention that they saw how the common person could rise up on YouTube or Facebook or whatever their new outlets are. And so they saw that, and so they're hijacking it, and they're giving you a fake reality. I'm not even wording it right. I don't even know how to word this, but it's like, instead of just watching the movies and it's a fake reality, it's entertainment, now they're in social media and they're actually turning the whole world into a fake reality. They're turning everything in to a 5G network. It's all fake. They don't want you to know about natural remedies. They don't want you to know about getting in the Word and meditating on the Word. They don't want you to know that. They want you to stay in your little theatrical fake bubble. That's what they want. It's unbelievable. They're pretending to be like you, and they're not you. That's my point.